Yes, I do. I knew words won't come, and I don't know what to say. If you can't see why you mean to me, my words should explain, but my words won't come. I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. My words should explain, but my words won't come. And oh, how hard I try to tell. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. But the words won't come, and I don't know what to say. If you can see what you mean to me, my words will explain, but my words won't come. I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. My words should explain, but my words won't come. And now how hard I try to tell you I love you, but something holds me back when I try to tell you I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes, I do. And I don't know what to say. If you can see what you mean to me, my words should explain, but my words won't come. I shouldn't hide my love deep inside. My words should explain, but my words won't come. And how hard I tried to tell you I love you, but something holds me back. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yes, I do. Love you.
Can nobody love you like I'm loving you, baby? Don't I love you like I do? Can nobody love you like I'm loving you right now? The truth is that I love you like I do. Don't love you the more. Love you later now. God, ain't gonna stop. Love you till you tell me everything's all right. Yeah. Now you say you're gonna leave me. Baby, I'm mystified. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's such a pleasure for us to be with you here this evening. I hope you're all having a good time. We're going to play songs that are going to cover the whole of our career. I won't even tell you how long that is. But we're going to keep going backwards and forwards as we just did. The first two tunes were from very early Zombie recordings, and the last song is a brand new song that Rod just wrote. And so we're just going to keep going backwards and forwards. I'm from Woodwood, I forgot where I'm from now, Woking. Woodham, just down the road from Woking. You'll know it if you get there. Later. One thing I must emphasize, there'll be some tunes tonight that you might think, why are they playing those songs? All the songs we play tonight will have a connection with us. All the songs we play tonight will have a connection with us. And this next one's quite a good example. It's a wonderful old Tamla Motown song. It didn't happen here, but in Europe, I had a huge hit with this myself. It's a cover of a Jimmy Ruffin tune. If you know the words, please join in with us. It's a song called What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, Colin told you that that was a huge hit for him in Europe, and it was. What he didn't tell you was we were watching a TV program about 2 years ago, and there was a program on about the most covered songs in the world. And that was one of them, the Jimmy Ruffin version of What Becomes the Broken Hearted. They were interviewing Jimmy, and they said, Jimmy, out of all the hundreds of cover versions, any of you particularly like? And he said, there's only one I like, actually, and that's the one by Colin Blunstone. So that's pretty cool, really, isn't it? Here's a song some of you might remember from 1965. We would love to do a few songs now from an album that we made in 1968. I don't know if anyone here is knowledgeable about that. Does anyone know the album Odyssey and Oracle at all? Yeah? Oh, okay. Well, that's encouraged me a bit. Shall we start with a couple and then see how we go? Okay. We'll start with a couple. Well, we do the first two songs to start with from the album. The first one is called Care of Cell 44, and then the second one is called A Rose for Emily. So here we go. Thank you.
sky is overcast. No one brings a rose, Emily. She watches her flowers grow.
Shall we do some more from Odyssey and Oracle? Yeah? Okay. Okay, well, I saw somebody with a placard down there a minute ago that said, this will be our year. So I think we'll do that next. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, it's just so nice. You know, we never ever played that album when we first made it because we broke up as soon as we made it. And this year was the very first time that we played these things all the way through. It's a long time to wait for a premiere, but there you go. Seeing as some of you do seem to know some of the songs, and it's just a beautiful, in this beautiful sort of summer weather, it's a great way to actually play the album. So if you'd indulge us, we'll give you three more songs from the album. We'll do Beechwood Park, Beechwood Park, I Want Her, She Wants Me, and then Time of the Season. To finish up with them.
Summer days just after summer rain, all the air was damp and warm in the green of country lane, and the breeze would touch your head, kiss your face and make you care about your world, your summer world. We would count the evening star as the day grew dark in Beechwood Park. Do you remember golden days and golden summer sun? The sound of laughter in our ears and the breeze as we would run. And the breeze would touch your head, close your face and make you care about your world. Your summer world, and we would count the evening stars as the day we got in Beechwood Park. Thank you. seems kind of I want her, she wants it. 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 I want her, she wants me. I want her, she wants me.
Thank you. There's a thrill in the evening, the sun going down, and I cannot believe something good that I found. There's a note from the sand hanging on the air, and it's hard.
Shadows falling through the shade, like you said.
Very much. Well, you won't have heard that song because it's only just been finished. The ink's still wet on the paper. That's something I've just finished writing, and we're going to do the last new song of this evening, one written by Colin, a great song called Any Other Way. Thank you. People don't realise the enormous connection there was between the Zombies and Argent, because as soon as the Zombies finished, two things happened. Colin went on to a solo career, and I produced all his early solo albums. Jim and I played on them. One of his big European hits is a thing called Don't Believe in Miracles, which was written by the guy in Argent. And in fact, this next song is a case in point, because as soon as the Zombies split up the first time round, we went out on the road as Argent, and we started playing Time of the Season, actually, which was the hit the Zombies had just had. And we went into a riff one night that we'd never, ever played before. And in the audience was the original bass player with the Zombies, Chris White. Now, Chris became a silent member of Argent. He was co-writing and co-producing the band with us and with me. And he heard this riff, and he loved it, and he started writing a song around it. So a lot of people think that I wrote that song. I didn't. The biggest hit Argent ever had was written by the bass player in the Zombies, Chris White, and we'd love to do it for you now. It's called Hold Your Head.
Thank you.
Before we do the final song tonight, we just want to say a couple of things. First of all, I'd love to introduce you to the band, because one of the things that is such a joy for Colin and I to go on stage every night, we only do it because we can have such a ball on stage every night with a fantastic band. On the guitar is a guy that you heard play some great stuff. You may have seen him on the original Live Aid concerts, where he was playing on that. He played on the Buckingham Palace concerts. He's been with Tom Jones, with John Heisman's Coliseum, Mari Wilson, Nick Kershaw. He's a fantastic player, Mr. Keith Airey on the guitar. And on the bass is actually something of a legend, a guy who was not only there on the very first day we ever got together, our first rehearsal. He loaned us the gear for our very first rehearsal. And we asked him to be in the band on that first day, and he said no because he was in a great local group called the Blue Tones. But years later, he became founder member with me of Argent, and then for 20 years after Argent, and on their biggest ever selling records, I have to tell you, he was bass player with the Kinks. He's also... He's also played with Lonnie Donegan, he's played from time to time with the Animals, and many other great people. The legendary Mr. Jim Rodford on the bass. And on the drums actually is Jim's son, and well, Colin and I have watched him grow up over the years into and develop into a fantastic powerhouse of a drummer, as you can hear tonight. But not only is he a powerhouse, but he's also got a fantastic overall musical sensibility. So it means that anything that you play, any songs that you play with him, become a joy to play. Our favourite drummer, Mr. Steve Rodford on the drums. Very quickly, take 20 seconds to tell you that in the merchandise tent there's an album called The Zombies Live at the Bloomsbury Theatre, which had fantastic reviews in The Times, someone's got it there, in The Times, The Sun, a Mojo, and other prestigious magazines. And we've signed these, and I promise you they are our signatures. We spent about an hour before the show tonight signing all these albums. So if anyone wants a memento, most of the stuff that we've done tonight, I think you'll probably find is on that album. But it only remains for us to say what a joy it is to come over here. This is only our third date in the States. We've still got a bit of jet lag, but what a way to get over it and play in front of a fantastic festival crowd like you guys. Thank you so much for inviting us. It's been a gas. Thank you. And we would love to finish with the first big hit we ever had called She's Not There.
No one told me about the
Thank you very much. Well, I think they've told us we've got time for one more, so we're gonna do a song. As Colin said earlier, some of you may think, why are they doing this song? This may be one of those songs, because another band had a number one record with this several years ago. But let me tell you, in 1973, Argent wrote, recorded, and had a huge European hit with this song. We did it first. And we're going to do it for you now. This one is called God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to the church and buy some CDs.